This is Flight Training the Way I See It with Mike Schiffer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Flight Training the Way I See It. I'm your host, Mike Shiflett, with CFI Bootcamp, and we're going to do our video newsletter podcast. So if you have access to the video file, which you can get at our website, cfibootcamp.com, you can see the video, which is now, or if you're hearing the podcast, you can get any place where podcasts are generally available, including Spotify, Apple Store, various places. And it's Flight Training the Way I See It, and we're coming up on some episodes. A few little updates for you. One is, if you don't belong to our Power Hour group, so we do a one-hour deep dive into something on every Saturday, that's not a holiday, between noon and 1 Eastern. And like last one, the one we're going to do this week is going to be on apps we use at CFI Bootcamp, what we've vetted, and we're going to demonstrate those and show you why they'd be important for you to use and to sort of just cut down on the amount of stuff there is out there that doesn't really work that well. And so we're going to go over that. So those are all free, and but you have to register in order to get in. And the way you do that is you go to cfibootcamp.com, and at the very bottom of the page there's a red bar. And that red bar tells you, here, click here to register for like for the Power Hour. Then you get a reminder email. You get, I think, three of them. One is like midweek, saying what the topic is going to be, and then you get one about an hour before the show, and then just a few minutes before. So that way, if you're out and about and you happen to forget, well, then we got an email reminder there for you. So that's the first thing. So let's take a look into the newsletter and see what I wrote this month. And I wanted to start off with probably the most important one, which is the CFI certificate expiration dates are planned to be eliminated. So if you have a flight instructor certificate, you'll note that every 2 years it expires at the end of the month in which you got it or renewed it or whatever the case was, reinstated it. And so they're going to eliminate that because the FAA's burden of having to do that is quite a lot. They have to reissue all these plastic cards. And we have about 120,000 flight instructors in the airman registry. That's and there are probably more because you can opt out of that. So out of those, though, there's only 8,000 are considered active. So what does that mean? So active, according to the FAA, means someone, a flight instructor who has recommended someone for a practical test. Basically, they ever had a paper, 8710 form application, or they had an IACRA endorsement. And so they consider those flight instructors active. But you know, active can mean a lot of things, right? It could mean you could be a very active CFI. And like for me, I don't recommend anybody for a practical test. I do a fair amount of flying, and I do a lot of ground instruction. So in that case, I'm pretty active, right? But I wouldn't be one of those people who would have done that probably. So there was talk that earlier that in order to keep your, license or your certificate valid, you had to have basically meet some recent experience requirements, right? Sort of like to fly an airplane, a flight review. So that was saying, well, you need to be an active instructor. So as long as you've signed off at least one person within a 2 year period, or maybe they make it two, I don't know what the end number will be. Let's say it's one for now. Then you don't need to do anything. Just keep your certificate. It's not going to have an expiration date on it. And that's fine. You just need to keep a record of that. And then 2 years later, do the same thing, right? Or before it expires, or before 2 years would be. So that's the only thing there we don't know is if because they expire, they don't expire now, will there be such a thing as reinstatement? Or will you just need to go get current in that same way, right? So that's the part we don't know yet. But so anyway, there was that, but that that left sort of a lot of people not very happy. And the reason for that is, number one, is all the FERC providers are like, oh, wait a minute here. That's on our entire business is built on a two-year expiration date, right? So that was an issue. And the second part was, what about all these flight instructors who do flight reviews, who do airplane checkouts, who do type-specific training, who do 141 stage checks, end of course checks, and never recommend anybody for a practical test? They're active, right? But they're not active according to the FAA. So anyway, so the bottom line for all of this, which is the good news, right? FAA did something, or is doing something fine. They said, look, we're not going to eliminate the FERC. So if you aren't active, and that's the other kind of stuff you do, you just need to take the FERC and then you're done. Just do it like you always have done it, except for we're not going to reissue a certificate, basically, right? And that'll be proof to us that that you did everything. You know, that you didn't, you're not considered active, in the FAA's mind, but it's certainly enough to keep your certificate. So in the end, you end up doing a FERC if you don't recommend someone for a practical test. So that's kind of okay. That's okay news. That's basically no change, except for you don't have to worry about getting a new certificate every 2 years. Just keep the one you have, so or the one you'll get. I suppose they may reissue all the others, or maybe there'll be some of us who have expiration dates on ours. I don't think so, though. I think they'll reissue. So anyway, there's that, and that change is coming soon. They don't need to really. They have to do some regulation change. So I don't know when it's going to come out, but that's their intention. So I'll have more on that next month. By the way, next month I will be at Sun and Fun, which is in Lakeland, Florida. I'll be there the beginning of the week, which is the 5th. So I will be there on the 7th and 8th. So I'll be also at the SAFE, Society of Aviation Flight Educators. That's safepilots.org. They'll be there as well. I'll be in their booth, and I will be at their breakfast, which is pretty early. Not my cup of tea, but there you go, on the 7th. So there's going to be 150 people registered for that already. So if you have not done that, go ahead and do that if you're a SAFE member. And if you just want to come around and see what's latest at CFI Bootcamp, or there, I'll be at SAFE's booth most of the time. Now, I will have to walk around a little bit, but they'll know where I am, and my phone should work fine there. If you're going to Sun and Fun, by the way, the internet connection is pretty bad. So you can probably do text and email, but don't plan on doing much more than that. Okay, that's just a little inside stuff from that. So that's what was happening with the CFI expiration dates, the plan to be eliminated. And I think that's a very good idea. So the next thing we're going to talk about is the new chapter there in the Airplane Flying Handbook. If you don't know, the Airplane Flying Handbook was recently revised. And so now it's the FAA number for it. It used to be what's FAA-H-8083, that's handbooks. Then it's dash 3C now. So 3B, the blue covered book, is obsolete. And I've told you before that I don't like it, new formatting at all. I think the cover is childish. It looks like a fifth grader did it in art class, right? I don't like it at all. The content, you know, is still valid, and that's fine. And they also changed it from two columns to one column. So there's that. But the thing they did, the most significant change, is they put in a new chapter, chapter 4, which is called Energy Management now. And so, of course, I have an opinion on that, as you know, flight training the way I see it, right? When the I is emphasized, right? I see it. So there's that. So let me tell you what I think. I think it's important that we teach energy management. I think most flight instructors, when they have done it for a while, recognize that and do that as a matter of just teaching people to fly outside of the cookie cutter approach to flying. What I mean by cookie cutter is it initially was like Cirrus training was this way. Is how do I take someone who has very little time, maybe 60 hours or 100 hours, you know, 172, and get them to fly this airplane that goes 200 knots and lands at about 90? How can I do that, right? Because there's no real aeronautical experience there and no other type of airplane. And so what they do is they design very rigorous things to do, like flaps go in here at this airspeed, and then there's that here, and we have decision making all built in, so that you run risk models, so kind of decisions are being made to the level of your certificate or level of your experience. You always turn base here, and if this is, then it's always that cookie cutter, like I just do this, I do that, I do that. And if I do that over and over and over again, then what will happen is I'll be able to fly this airplane. The difficulty is you're not really managing the energy. You're letting someone tell you how to manage the energy. And once you understand that an airplane really is this big ball of energy, which has momentum flying around in the sky, and it can only go so slow before it falls out of the sky, and it can only go so fast before it busts apart, then you have to take those extremes and manage what's in between, and manage it so that you arrive at a touchdown location where you want to touch down at an appropriate speed and an appropriate glide angle, right? So those are the things you're trying to do, right? You also, so anyway, the way that they have to teach this in the Airplane Flying Handbook is about 20-some pages long. It's like, you know, a little too much, don't you think? I mean, energy management in 22 pages. If you read it, it reads like a high school physics book with aviation stuff in it. But it reads about that style and about that depth. It's not a small amount of mathematics are there, but nothing complicated. But, you know, I said, you know, I can do this in 4 pages or less. I could write the whole thing because the pilot doesn't need to understand all that. Because, I mean, it's nice to know, but it's a lot of extra stuff. And because it's in there like that, now guess what? It's fodder for FAA test questions and for DPEs. So they can ask you to write out the equation for some of the energy management functions, transfers, right? They're there. So why they put them in there, I don't know. I think it was just to give you a good head start on it. But I mean, if you really, my specialty is taking things that are complicated and very long and summarizing them or put them in a readable form, right? That's what I have a gift to do, evidently. So I could take that and really chop that thing down. So I was gonna tell you what I would write. So I'll just read it directly from the newsletter because this is what I would write to start it with, right? I'd say that the two forms of energy that we need to consider, there's potential energy and kinetic energy. Potential energy is stored energy, so stuff like altitude. So that's, you can use it later to come back to the ground, you can dissipate it. Kinetic energy is being used now or manipulated now, like airspeed. So your job as a pilot is to manage this by moving potential energy to kinetic or vice versa. Knowing what energy is available and what is being consumed allows you to determine whether or not something new can be done, and if so, what to expect. So, and then I said, in a practical sense, energy in an airplane is contained in the altimeter, airspeed indicator, and attack. So that's the engine, right? You can convert altitude to airspeed, airspeed to altitude, and power to altitude or airspeed. Knowing how much of each you have and how to exchange one for the other is the art of flying, right? So that's kind of how I would start with that. And that's 2 paragraphs. And I guess I'd talk this is a little bit more about it when I think about where that's going. But anyway, the chapter's too long, so let's just get to the point. Okay, so I think you understand that. And there's that. Wanted to let you know in the late middle of what we're doing, the power hours next week or on the 19th, Saturday, is going to be the apps we use at CFI Bootcamp. On the 26th will be how to study for the FOI oral exam, not for the written test. Everybody passes that. And then on the 2nd, we're going to introduce a brand new syllabus for private, commercial, and CFI, that's our syllabus, that uses the FAA handbooks. So it's all aligned to the FAA handbooks. Nothing to buy here, right? So you don't have to go buy GLIME books or ASA's books or King Schools, any of that. So you can use FAA material with it, which is really good. No one, to my knowledge, has done that. So there's that. A few other things I wanted to tell you what we have in development so you can sort of, you're thinking about some of the things that we're creating and doing. I'll tell you the 2 things that are currently in development. That one is basically done. It needs to go for field testing. It's our new workbook, the CFI workbook. So it comes included with CFI Essentials. It also comes, if you have our online class, it's going to come with that. And what it is, it's a workbook that aligns itself to all the chapters of the fundamentals of instructing. So it has study questions, scenario questions, and then sometimes fill in the blank stuff, some puzzles, crossword, and a spaghetti string kind of stuff. Then it has assessment questions, and the assessments are multi-choice. And outside of the FOI, it goes into all the technical subject areas, like risk management, goes to airspace, it covers aerodynamics, it covers, you know, the whole gamut of it. And it's a big old workbook, it's about 260 pages or so. And anyway, what has been done, and we're not sure, this is the development side, not sure whether we're going to be able to release it in this way, we hope so, is that it has a quizzing engine inside. So all the assessments, the multi-choice assessments, you can actually click on the buttons in the PDF and it will grade it for you. So without having an internet connection, it'll do it internally. So it uses Java to do that, JavaScript. So Java. So anyway, to do that. So the thing we're unclear of is we don't want a lot of technical support. It's a nice feature. It's a really nice feature. But if it requires us to constantly be on the phone telling people how to install Java on their computer or something like that, I don't think we're going to do it. So we may take a different approach or not at all. But the workbook itself is cleaned up and it looks really nice. The formatting is beautiful and it's a really nice thing to have done. And again, I had to realign it to the new aviation instructor's handbook. So that aligns then with the online course, aligns with. So everything is good there, including the self-study guide. The other thing I'm working on, which is now in formatting, which is done, I just have to add some little things to it, nothing major, is the pilot's diet. So the pilot's diet is my book about how to lose weight because I was 220 some pounds a year and a half so ago, and now I'm 170. I'm also pretty fit, so I wasn't before, and so that doesn't mean you have to be fit to lose weight. But if you want to hold your medical certificate to full retirement in an airline at 65, that can be a tough thing to do if you're overweight, because diabetes and other many, many things can set in there. Another good benefit of that, as a testimony, is I used to take some medications. Well, I still do, but I take two medications for hypertension, Atenolol and Lisinopril. I no longer need to take Lisinopril, so I can control everything with just a beta blocker, which is a very benign drug. And there's a chance I can get off of that. I used to also take an antispasmodic that I don't need to take either because of this diet. So that's for contractions, right, in your gut. So I don't have to take that anymore, which is very good. Haven't taken that for a long time. And all that has to do with the change of diet, which is not difficult, and change of, just change of thinking, right? So that's that. So that will be out. And it does have, it's a very easy diet to follow. Basically, it's a low-carbohydrate diet, but it has some niceties. And it uses airline-style or airplane-style checklist. As it's kind of driven. That's what made me want to do it. Is basically, if you think about how the checkmate checklists look like for an airplane, if you don't know what that is, Google that. They look, the checklists that are inside run like that. And so there's a before, as a pre-flight checklist. There's a before takeoff. There's, and I call them that, right? I use the PAVE checklist, even within this, right? All this stuff. So I use airplane style stuff in this diet. And you have a checklist to follow as to what to do. And then at the very end, I have 10 or more, at least 10, of my favorite recipes that I cook all the time on this diet that keep me in good shape and make me want to look forward to having dinner, right? And as a picture of each one of those. And I'll do eventually a video segment on those. Probably. That's not, no commitment. I'm not saying I'll show you how to cook it, but it might be fun, right? It might be something to do. Give me something to do in the time, all the free time that I have, right? Golly. Okay, so then, and our podcast is also back. So you can, Flight Training the Way I See It, as you know, is monthly now, and it's available anywhere podcasts are. Okay, now back to the content. We got some more things to talk about. FAA made a major snafu here a little while ago, and they have fixed that since. So let's talk about that. There was an FAA NOTAM regarding flight training or aircraft rentals to Russian citizens because of what was happening, what is currently happening in Ukraine, and with the rest of the sanctions on Russia. So the FAA recently clarified their position on this. So they basically said, when they released the NOTAM, that nobody can give flight instruction or rent aircraft to Russian citizens. Right? And that was not really what they meant to say, which is, you know, let's not target entire people that didn't have anything to do with it, right? So what they did was they said, okay, look, this is what we really meant. So the clarification is, you may not provide flight instruction or rent aircraft rentals, to any Russian citizen, a Russian national, who is on the sanction list currently the government has. So the oligarchs and other sorts of people listed by name. Right, so that's not going to really affect your flight school probably, or your flight instruction now. But that was a bit of concern because in Palo Alto we have, and here in Miami we have a large Russian population, right, people, and they're flying. And so why was that? So anyway, they cleaned all that up. Okay, so we got that done. And then it's almost here. I go 10, 9, 8, 7, like the big ball dropping in New York City, right? It's almost time to celebrate because last week CFI Bootcamp did its 92nd power hour. So we're counting down to 100. Now, we're not going to tell you what we're going to do at 100. I kind of have an idea. I'm pretty close, but it's going to be something pretty good. So that's going to be happening on, I believe it's May the 7th. Let me just look at the thing here. Yeah, May 7th. So May 7th, noon to 1 Eastern time, we'll be doing the power hour, the 100th power hour. And during that time, we're going to do something interesting. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to do, and we'll have some free stuff, so it'll be a good time. So make sure you show up for that. And that'll be interesting. We've done everything in Power Hours. We've done everything from marketing to how to do a particular maneuver to the mathematics behind 8-some pylons to we've done, we have these things we call safe spots where we allow or want and encourage safe members and or the director of SAFE, which is David St. George, or others to come in and talk about any topic they want that's aviation related. And we also have people like Gary Reeves, who knows more about IFR than anybody. You know, he's the guy in the pink shirt, GPS Gary GPS Reeves. And we have Hobie Tomlinson, who's the master and know-all, the guru of multi-engine flying. So we have these people on, and others will come this this year. I've got several. I got Eric Crump coming from Polk State, who's the director of aviation there, and lots of people who have a lot of important things to say and important things for you to hear. So there's that. That's the video newsletter for this month. I wanted to just let you know a few last little things while you're still here with me. And that is, I'm in development, that's not listed on the newsletter. I'm working on the multi-engine instructor lesson plans. I'm also finishing corrections to teach ReFly, our product there, and integrating that into the private, commercial, and CFI syllabuses. So that's something that if you have that product or are going to use that product, it works seamlessly within the syllabuses, which will be kind of cool. And the instrument lesson plans, instrument flight instructor lesson plans for IFR are done. So those are currently available at our website, cfibootcamp.com. You can go to the online store, and that's where you find that. So do register for our Power Hours. I know there's a lot of newsletter followers, subscribers, and podcast subscribers, but there's that. And I will check out of here with you for today. We usually go about 30 minutes. We got 20, 21 or so today, but that's what we've got. But I think the information was kind of to the point, succinct, and that's what we've got so far. So again, if you're going to be in Sun and Fun, look me up at the SAFE booth, S-A-F-E, and also at SAFE's breakfast, which is, I don't know what time, I want to say 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, on the 7th, I'll also be there. And SAFE, or anybody in the booth, will kind of know where I am, or when I'm going to be back. So when I leave the booth, I say when I'm going to come back, so they'll kind of know, okay? That's it for this week, for another episode of Flight Training the Way I See It. See you later. This has been a production of Flight Training the Way I See It. News, tips, and opinions.